Good morning, this is Dwayne, and I'd like to ask you a question. What would we do without music? Have you ever thought about that? What if there was no such thing in music? Can you imagine a world without music? No songs, no tunes, no rock, no roll, no jazz, no hymns, no boogie-woogie, no country western, no symphonies, no singing in the shower even, no whistling Dixie. Lovers wouldn't have songs to romance to. There'd be no such thing as our song. Sinatra wouldn't fly to the moon. Elvis couldn't complain about people stepping on his blue suede shoes. Tony Bennett would have to write a letter about how he left his heart in San Francisco. And Ray Charles would look pretty silly up on stage without a piano, telling us that Georgia is on his mind. And then when the wedding day arrived, what would the bride march down the aisle to? A poem? Or silence? Applause? And when the happy couple marched out of the church together, would they do it, what, to the bark of neighborhood dogs, or perhaps all the wedding guests talking at once? And at the reception, what would they dance to? The funky chicken just isn't the same without music. That's all there is to it. And since rhythm is a part of music, no drums would even be allowed. And the honeymoon, I suppose, would take place with radio news on, or perhaps the educational channel accompanied by the drone of an air conditioner. Then when baby arrives, do we lull her to sleep with a reading from Shakespeare? Or perhaps random readings from the dictionary or encyclopedia? Could we bore her to sleep with words? Nursery rhymes would have to be chanted or recited instead of sung. School music programs would, of course, be non-existent, as would school choirs and orchestras and school bands. When the school football team plays, there would be no school fight song. Cheerleaders would have to dance and cheer, minus any music. And when your birthday comes around, we'd all have to recite together in a monotone, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear, happy birthday to you. And then when duty calls, what would soldiers march to? What would take the place of music and parades, since there'd be no marching bands? John Philip Sousa would have to get a day job. And on the 4th of July, there'd be no patriotic songs, of course, just speeches. And at Christmas time, there'd be no Christmas carols, no rousing gospel music at Easter, no hymns at church, no worship team. And can you imagine the radio without music? Nothing but talk and news shows and blah, 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 blah. I don't know about you, but I've had it up to here just thinking about it. I'm heading for the piano now to celebrate the fact that our Creator gave us a wonderful, inspiring, and uplifting gift of music that we all take for granted, including me. I think I'll go play a nursery rhyme or two. Maybe then the wedding march, then Silent Night, then Auld Lang Syne, then Fur Elise, and then the blues, and then something to think about, isn't it? I'm glad there's music.